Chapter 4. Buck kept pressing a handkerchief soaked with cold water onto the back of his head. His wound had stopped bleeding, but it stung. He found another message in his email inbox and was about to call it up when he was tapped on the shoulder. "I'm a doctor. Let me dress your wound." "Oh, it's all right, and I... just let me do this, pal. I'm going crazy here with nothing to do, and I have my bag. I'm working free today. Call it a rapture special."
"A what?"
"Well, what would you call what happened?" the doctor said, removing a bottle and gauze from his bag. "This is going to be pretty rudimentary, but we will be sterile. AIDS?"
"I'm sorry?"
"Come on, you know the routine." He snapped on rubber gloves. "Have you got HIV or anything fun like that?"
"No, and hey, I appreciate this."
At that instant, the doctor splashed a heavy dose of disinfectant on the gauze and held it against Buck's scraped head.
"Yow! Take it easy!"
"Be a big boy there, stud. This'll hurt less than the infection you'd get otherwise." He roughly scraped the wound, cleansing it and causing it to ooze blood again. "Listen, I'm going to do a little shave job so I can get a bandage to hold. All right with you?"
Buck's eyes were watering.
"Yeah, sure, but what was that you said about rapture?"
"Is there any other explanation that makes sense?" the doctor said, using a scalpel to tear into Buck's hair.
A club attendant came by and asked if they could move the operation into one of the washrooms.
"I promised to clean up, hon," the doctor said. "Almost done here."
"Well, this can't be sanitary, and we do have other members to think about."
"Why don't you just give them their drinks and nuts, all right? You'll find this just isn't going to upset them that much on a day like this."
"I don't appreciate being spoken to that way."
The doctor sighed as he worked.
"You're right. What's your name?"
"Susie."
"Listen, Susie, I've been rude and I apologize, okay? Now let me finish this and I promise not to perform any more surgery right out here in public."
Susie left, shaking her head. "Doc," Buck said, "leave me your card so I can properly thank you."
"No need," the doctor said, putting his stuff away.
"Now give me your take on this. What did you mean about the rapture?"
"Another time. Your turn for the phone." Buck.